Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Climb on, brother. It is on. It is the Klein's Christmas Party live. 5868 Westheimer, basically Fountain View and Westheimer.
Oh, yeah.
In between Houston's and Jason's Deli. We got the giant tent out. Kobos Q is already grilling it up. Sweet Miller.
Yeah. I mean, the barbecue guys are here. Oh, my God.
Look at this.
Dez has already brought us cookies.
Oh, my God. We've got guys lining up. Listen.
No. Look. An entire family made it out here before the show got started. The kids are the least happy children I've ever seen to be up and like, Mommy and Daddy want to go watch this.
Mommy and Daddy want to go to...
Mommy and Daddy want to go watch the bad people throw up in a parking lot.
Yeah. What a great Christmas your kids will never forget.
Now, we're going to make sure... Hey, let's make sure the kids... Come on, kids. Come get some cookies, right?
Come on.
You can trust these cookies.
Have you ever had eggnog, kids?
No, don't give them any eggnog.
All right.
Here, kids.
Let's go.
See, it's like every kid, they rolled over here, didn't they? There's no hesitation.
Live.
A big tray full of cookies.
In the parking lot, we want you to get over here. There's going to be food, libation, sweets, everything that you could want in a holiday party, and it's all right here. And one already, somebody, I didn't bring any money. You don't need any money out here today.
I didn't bring any money.
And everybody.
Bring a credit card for Klein's.
You do need that.
Yeah.
Everybody is walking away with something. How'd you like the look at the shirts? Our bench shirts
came out.
They're
really cool. I'm glad I didn't get one.
We didn't get one. Silhouette of us with the bench and the writing on it. It is awesome. Want you to come out. You don't have to necessarily wear that terrible jacket right there.
No, I like that jacket, sir.
No. That,
it's a red Christmas jacket. That's tight.
There's more Astros gear here than we've ever had already.
Yeah. Like three shirts and it's already
Over. That's already more than we've ever had before. Look at everybody's starting to line up. They want to get here for the onside kick because Klein is going to kick it. I put my car way over there.
Yeah,
because I want it away from
there. Way back there, yeah.
Michael Vayner is here with his Pick Me event, and you get your picture taken here.
Sure.
Use that as your Christmas picture, okay?
I would.
Well, we didn't do it. We don't ever do it anymore because we're lazy.
I wish we were lazy like you, but unfortunately, the wife, we got to get these pictures for this Christmas.
Do you do it in the blue bonnets?
Just do it with the kids.
No one cares
about us. So I just said, look, we take so many pictures of different. I said, take one of us in New York when we were there for your marathon.
Yeah.
That's what we did. I said, okay, good. Right?
That's it.
I don't have to be there with the.
Yeah. We're
just trying to get all five kids to smile at the same time.
Wow.
We couldn't get a shot.
No,
we couldn't get a shot. It was a waste of time. Snacks is one of them's doing fart noises and like.
that'll make everybody smile.
Yeah, but then it's not the perfect smiles.
Stop! We're out here, and you look on our Twitter, and you'll see it. It is fantastic already. We got the barbecue going. Kobos Q and Sweet Miller all setting up right here. So look at Sweet's got the setup.
The Raging Bull tailgaters are putting up their big tent right now. So I looked at the weather. I want to show you this.
40% at 10 o'clock.
So it looks right. It looks a little gray and cloudy. And then you look at the look how far north it is.
Oh,
look good, brother.
Yeah. Oh, north of San Antonio.
Look. Do you see any rain headed our way right now?
No.
No.
That's probably...
Seriously, it's north of us. I think we're good.
That's probably Channel 11's forecast telling us it's going to rain. It certainly wouldn't be Channel 13.
No.
So here we are, and you guys can come in the tent. You come on, hang out. Mark Klein. Did anybody bring a football, by the way? Anybody bring a football?
Oh, man.
We forgot about that. It's hard to do an onside kick without a football. Do we have? Did we bring one?
I can have my family bring one. We're not far from here. We got about 40 footballs. So
yeah, but nobody in your family's up. Snacks, none of Snacks got hungry. He's grazing.
Yeah, you might be right about that. Oh, we got a football.
We got a football. Nice. So we're going to have the onside kick coming up. If you are in the neighborhood, get on over here because Klein's giving away. Every 2 minutes, he's giving something away here.
Are we going over Westheimer again or no?
No, I don't think he's going to do that. He got arrested last time he did that.
No, he just got detained.
Well, I know, but he was in the back of the car for a while when he's trying to sell jewelry.
I know. It did look a little murky there for a little bit. It really did.
So this is outstanding. Hopefully, Stu will show up, and we'll read some scores to him live right here so he'll know exactly what the scores are from last weekend's games. That'll be nice. Stu, come on out because everybody wants to meet you. I know you're busy. You can't take like 4 seconds to look on your phone for a score. But if you can, get on out here and hang out with us. You know, that lunch break that you take, you can take it right here, right now. Come on out to Klein's Fine Jewelers and hang out. 5868 Fountain View and Westheimer, basically. We want you to come on over and hang out with us today. There will be 300-400. We're going to have the eggnog chugging contest. We're giving away – Klein gives away diamonds. He gives away watches. He gives away pearls. He gives away all day long here. This is the place to come and win a Christmas gift for her.
So what?
As opposed to buying it.
Yeah. You got a chance to win it first. Nothing wrong with winning it. So what all do we have for today? We do have the pick me. We have the onside kick. We're going to get our we always have a lane for our pass protection drills. That's right. We're good with that.
Right.
We got it right here, so we're good with that.
Klein wants a relay race, drinking beer, doing the bat spin.
So,
spin
Coach
around.
Clay, I don't know if you remember, Coach Clay, it's all right. We don't have to. Might need to air it up a little bit.
Well, a little bit.
Yeah. It's a little dead. Coach Clay over there, we got our quarterback, remember, from our one-on-one drills.
He was flinging it.
So are we getting the basketball goal?
No, that's not coming.
It's not coming.
He was worried about it. We couldn't get it back to him. And for some reason.
I live right down the street. We can just roll it over to my house, and I'll keep it there
for life. Yeah, but for some reason, Keith Tate wanted it back. So that was a problem. So we did not get the goal. We don't have a basketball goal, but we do have a flat football. So we're good. We're going to have an onside kick. It will go about 4 yards because the ball has absolutely no air in it.
Maybe a punt. Maybe you'll just have to field
onside
a punt.
Yeah. We'll do an onside punt. And I'm telling you, Klein's giving away diamonds and watches and pearls about every half hour here. And we've got all kinds of prizes. I got tickets to a football game along with a parking pass on Monday here in the city of Houston.
It's a football game that is played by professionals, and it has one team that is going to be a playoff team and one team that won't draft until the third round. Those are hints. I don't know if you still don't know. We'll give more hints throughout the day in case you don't know who this game might be.
Yeah, so that is happening here. It's just good, clean fun. Not for the whole family, really. I don't know why you brought your kids out, but
no, it's better early than late.
Yes, it's much better early than being here late with the kids. That's for sure. My kids are coming out. Are you bringing your kids out?
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to make it out.
Yeah, my kids and they had some buddies over last night. Oh, what? Eggnog chugging? I'm coming.
Yeah, but your kids can actually drink legally.
Yeah. No, not yet. But they will.
Well, JT can, right?
No.
He's not old enough yet.
But he will.
I can't believe he's never had anything
Frankie
to drink
Frankie has
ever.
No problem drinking.
I can't believe JT and Frankie have never had anything to drink.
Never.
Well, soon not. When they're 21.
Oh, look at this football. How about this? We got a real ball. Coach Clay, you got yourself a football.
No, that thing is
Let's
aired
go.
Up, man.
This thing is ready to go.
Size 10 and a half hands.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. So
what you doing to it already? Hey, doctor.
You got to get the deflate gate.
What
do you think it is? It's deflate gate. You got to be able to hang on to it.
All right. So this is the deal. And sports-wise, the only thing is rest in peace, Dick Enberg.
Yeah. Wow.
How about that?
Dick Enberg, they're going out here. Dick Enberg passed away. So, yeah, that was not good here this Christmas season. He was
all right.
A guy I really enjoyed.
Yeah, I know.
Dick Enberg's one of those guys that I really, really enjoyed watching for years and years.
Somebody tweeted out when Kurt Gowdy, Dick Enberg, Pat Summerall were on the broadcast, you knew it was a big game.
Yeah.
It was a big game.
That's right.
And that dude was really, really, really good. You know, Dick Stockton is good. He's lost it a little bit. He was on our game the other and he was missing a lot of stuff. But Dick Stockton has always been a great, great, great announcer. This is we're going through.
Shut it down.
Vern Lundquist shut it down. Yeah. Well, that's Dell's favorite. He loves him some Vern Lundquist. He thought he was the greatest of all time on the Mount Rushmore. But if you look at the Mount Rushmore of American sports announcers, Dick Enberg probably on that.
Yeah, he was one of the really, really good ones. And now I guess we're going to have some guys like that
yeah.
where you see him over, like, I don't know, is Gus Johnson going to be on that list?
On the Mount Rushmore?
In 20 years. What another generation will be talking about, like, who are going to be – Jim Nance is that guy now.
Jim Nance is that guy. I don't know if Joe Buck is to a lot of people.
But a lot of people hate Joe Buck, but Joe Buck does a lot of stuff.
He does a great job.
I think Joe Buck does fine.
I don't think Gus is, because Gus isn't the main guy on main games. Gus is a guy that will get the Texans
but
and
isn't
Steelers.
Gus the one who started for the win? I think that was Gus Johnson who started the whole for the win thing.
And he screamed.
Well, but that's his deal. Yeah, a lot of guys didn't. You know, he's kind of the first one.
Yeah.
Just like SportsCenter stuff, you had Patrick and Olbermann did a certain kind of SportsCenter, or Craig Kilborn did it.
Right.
Gus Johnson was kind of unique in that way. I'm just trying to think of who it is.
I think in this generation it's Nance and maybe Buck, but I don't know. Vin Scully.
Oh, yeah.
Vin Scully.
But he's – shutting it down. He's already shut it down.
Yeah.
So those guys are already shutting
it down.
Dave South of the Aggies broadcast. So here's the deal. If you want to jump in early, we can do you on the phone here at 713-780-3776.
This Jackie says, hey, don't start yet. I'm running late.
No.
Girls are always late to everything.
No, Jackie's a guy. Look at his avatar. Yeah.
No, Jackie's a girl's name.
He's got facial
Jackie,
hair and everything.
A guy named Jackie, stop it.
It happened.
That never happened.
It happened. He's coming out. Our old friend Chance is going to be out too. So we are going to have the onside kick here in just a little bit. We finally got a football with some air in it.
And
I'm not sure where we're kicking it.
And Pearl Earrings is the first giveaway for the onside kick.
Okay.
Let's do it when we come back right here. We're going to get this party started on the other side right here. Klein's Jewelers, 5868 Westheimer. Westheimer and Fountain View, come on out. We've already got a nice crowd.
It's right next to the Houston's restaurant.
Right next to it. In between that and Jason's Deli.
Yeah, you can't miss us.
You really can't miss it. There's Acme put up a huge – what about John? Acme John putting up this huge tent for us.
No, this is good. If it rains, you're still going to be taking
care. We don't care.
But it's not going to rain anyway.
Yeah, so it's not going to rain, but everybody come on in and get out of the – it's not going to rain. Look at you showed it. It's above – San Antonio, we're good to go.
Oh, look, Raging Bull's already setting up their bar that's going to have hot chocolate this morning.
Going to have the, what is it, what do you call it, the Kool-Aid?
Battle Red Kool-Aid.
Battle Red?
Non-alcoholic.
Yeah, that's wrong. Don't let your kids touch anything red today.
Yeah.
Okay? All right, let's get it going. What about how'd you get here today?
So I got here with the Chevy Silverado Texas Edition, which is one of the pickup trucks that they have right now with deep, deep discounts at Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC. Craig DeSurf, I follow Craig DeSurf over. Craig DeSurf's been my man for years and years. And when I had the opportunity to hook back up with Craig, see, Craig was selling car after car after car. And then his dealership where he worked, that he really truly made a neighborhood dealership right here in Houston where people would come to get car after car and neighbors and family members. It got sold to a big company, and he didn't like the feel and the vibe. He ended up leaving, and he went to this location. He said, Lance, I wasn't sure I wanted to go out to Angleton, and when I got here, I knew within 5 minutes this is where I wanted to be and I needed to be. And they have been doing huge business. Tremendous selection. They got the Texas Edition Silverado. They got the GMC Sierra pickup truck. They've got Yukons and GMC Acadias, and perhaps you are interested in that Chevy Suburban. You know, I don't care if you have a need for hauling, like with pickup trucks. Maybe you've got the smaller SUVs, the larger SUVs, the crossover vehicles. They will have you covered at GulfCoast.net. Bigger selection and bigger savings all the way around. You cannot miss out on GulfCoast.net because Craig DeSurf is going to make sure that our listeners get taken care of. You tell them that you're good friends with Lance Zierlein, and I promise you, you're going to get a hookup, but they're going to make it worth your time. If you're headed out to Angleton, they want you to leave with the vehicle. And if you shop online at GulfCoast.net, they'll even ship the car into you. They'll drive it into Houston and drop it off for you. That's their customer service. Go to GulfCoast.net. That's GulfCoast.net.
Hi, welcome back here live from Klein's Fine Jewelers here at Westheimer and Fountain View. We have got everybody that's going to participate in the onside kick is going to get a T-shirt, one of our bench T-shirts. Klein made up his own. Klein made up Christmas at Klein's 2017 bench T-shirts. So we got those. Everybody who participates is going to do that. But whoever gets the onside kick is going to win these pearl earrings. Okay, so there's one person that's going to get it. As always, Mark is going to kick it. Let's kick it toward the Budweiser truck because we're Coors Light people. If it goes under the truck, that'll be totally sweet. Okay, you don't think you can get it that far. All right, so wait a minute. Hold on. Is that it? That's the only guys participating? Pearl earrings on the line.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God. That kid's going to get hurt. Hey. Wait a minute.
That's what they said about Julian.
All right. Let's see how this goes. There's some kids in there. This is a horrible thing.
John, what they said about Johnson, that he would get hurt. Oh, wait, that's right. He's always hurt.
Yeah, that's right. He got hurt. All right, here we go. Who's going to go? Everybody that participates is going to get that T-shirt, and the winner gets the pearl earrings. Mark Klein?
Get in there, Trey.
Trey, get in there, baby.
You're not eligible to win this.
Hey, everybody, Trey is here. Big hand for Trey. Trey's here today. No one gives a rat's ass about Trey. All right. Here we go. You're too far away. Yeah, you're too far away. Here we go. Josh is streaming it live on Facebook, right? Is that the ESPN Facebook? That's the ESPN Facebook page. If you're not here, well, that's on you. Here we go. Mark Klein about to kick it off. Here we go.
Wait, it's got to get kicked.
And we're underway.
Oh, that's a good punt.
That's a good punt.
Klein. Oh, it's
down. Here we go.
Oh, no. It's bobbled. It's on the ground. It's rolling. It's bouncing all over. Oh, he misses.
One guy down.
Oh, my God. It's going into the street. No.
Oh, he's down.
The first guy went down.
Red shirt. And they dive on top of him. Congratulations. Yep. That's awesome.
I thought it was going to.
That's a real.
It went to some blood.
That's a real onside kick. That's where guys are diving. That is totally sweet.
That was just a mishandled punt there.
All right, everybody that was there, come on and get your T-shirts. And then the dude. Oh, this is the dude that takes his wife on a date to Trailer Wheel and Frame every day, every time we're there.
What a delightful husband.
He gets to keep the football. Which is a nice football, and he gets a free night's stay at Red Roof Inn, plus he gets the pearl earrings.
That's the guy who won. Somebody lost a shoe.
Somebody lost a shoe.
Oh, his coach.
Oh, all right. Nice job.
So the guy who takes his wife to Trailer Wheel and Frame to come get free food for a date?
Yeah, for his date. Yeah.
She's here.
Oh, I thought it was you. No, it's not. Oh, yeah, she's here. Yeah.
It is him.
Congratulations. What's your name?
Blake.
Blake, he takes his wife to Trailer Wheel and Frame on a date. Every time we're there.
You didn't think that guy was going to get on the ground for the ball?
Oh, he got on the ground. Did you scrape yourself up pretty good? You're okay? That's nice.
Please let
Look, nothing's Look, he scratched up. Oh, my God. So everybody who participated, Mark is going to get you guys T-shirts. And thanks for playing our game. For what? I don't know. You also get to keep the football. And you get a two-night stay at Red Roof Inn.
One night stay.
Slow down. One night stay at Red Roof Inn. There you go. Here you go. There's your Red Roof Inn as well. How about that? That's worth it, Blake, huh? Nice job. Hey, that's what's happening all day here. We're here until 11 o'clock, and people are just getting – we're just throwing stuff out. Everybody is going to walk away with something, all right? Everybody's walking away with something. Somebody needs to grab the cool T-shirts that Lance and I haven't gotten. Drew, you see Drew's T-shirt over there? That's the bench. That's in our new bench T-shirt. You know what? Everybody should get one of those if you came out here early. Michelle, let's get everybody that came out early a bench T-shirt.
Yeah,
let's go.
This is so that's number one. There's lots more things coming, and you don't have to risk bodily injury to win things here at the. It helps, but you're not going to have to risk bodily injury just to have a chance to win. We do have some barbecue. Coming up. So, John, we've got two games left with the Texans. One is the Christmas Day game. What do you anticipate the crowd looking like for that game? Have you ever you did the sideline for a Christmas Day game
before?
Yes.
and it was a crappy team, obviously. The first 5 years of the organization was really crappy. Yeah, your mic was bad. So it was obviously pretty crappy. This is different, though. There was a lot of excitement the first 5 years for the organization. I don't sense that same kind of excitement right now. Although I think everybody, there's a girl in the green hat. That's Blake's wife.
Yeah.
What a great, great wife. She thinks it's a date when you go to Trailer Will and Frame and eat Rudy's barbecue.
Well, I mean.
She's awesome.
You know, that's fine.
So, yeah, I don't know. Do you sense us? I know everybody's excited about Deshaun. I think cautiously optimistic. Hopefully he'll stay healthy.
Well, I'm just wondering how many people you get out on Christmas Day. Like, the Rockets have had people come out.
Yeah.
But if you're not playing well, there is no excitement to end the season at all. Like, you're not even watching a good young player play. And then you have Christmas on top of it. You think there's more than 40,000 people in the stands?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's a Steeler.
Texan fan is different.
Well, you know what, though? It's also a Steeler game.
Yeah,
Steelers
right.
are going to travel like mothers. And all the local fans like Dez are going to be there.
When the Steelers weren't even good and they came here, they put 10,000 to 15,000 people in the stands.
So the best traveling fans that I've ever seen from doing those games, they're just from going to games.
Yeah.
It's easily Patriots, Steelers, Packers,
yes,
Cowboys.
Yes.
And if you want to make a fifth.
Yes, all those are correct.
Raiders? Did the Raiders
good.
Play here?
They're
it seems like
yeah, the Raiders
Texans
have played here.
Always played
yeah.
there.
There's our T-shirts. Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah. You need different
sizes. Yeah, but the Steelers, I think, are number one. The Steelers travel like mothers.
Ahead of the Patriots?
Yeah. Patriots were good, too. But the Steelers, they're maniacs about their team. And they do travel down here. Because who wants to be in Pittsburgh?
Well,
so they come down here.
And they've been fans of the Steelers their whole life. And not just since the early 2000s,
right.
like Patriots fans.
Right, right, right.
Patriots fans didn't lock in until maybe the second championship. That's when they were like, all right, I can buy in now.
Right.
It's safe. And then once Tom Brady's gone, all the Steelers stuff gets – I mean, all the Patriots stuff's getting thrown in the trash, and they'll pick a new team.
Yeah.
Does LeBron play football? No, you can't just follow LeBron to football, too. Patriot bandwagon.
Yeah, I expect there'll be about 60. There'll be 20,000 empty seats. But here's the deal: is you're probably planning your Christmas. A lot of people have said right away, "I'm going to plan our Christmas around it. We'll do Christmas on Christmas Eve, and then we'll spend the whole day out there and party." It's a 3:30 game. You know, people. I think Texans fans. And it's the last game.
You know, that's actually not a bad if you don't. That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Like as a family thing, you
yeah.
got a chance to go to a. You got a chance to go to a Texans game and do that for something like – even if the team's not good, maybe it's different. Maybe you're more likely to go on Christmas as a little family get-together. I'm telling you right now, I think there's going to be a minimum 20,000 Steelers
yeah,
fans.
Yeah,
minimum 20,000.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
And they need it, too.
Well, and what if they would have won last week, too?
Who, the Steelers?
Steelers.
Yeah.
I mean –
Well, I mean,
they
were
advantage.
One safety doing his job away from winning the game, or Ben Roethlisberger doing his job winning the game.
Or not getting ripped off by the refs, right, Dez? Did they get ripped off by the refs?
No, you know that's not
John
true.
Lochran here, everybody. Acme Party and Tent Rental with us here. And how about this? What a nice tent that only we're enjoying, apparently. We got Texas Bowl tickets to give away.
All
how
right.
about this, courtesy of Acme?
Ooh,
a signed Whitney Merciless jersey, a signed football by... Who is
Same.
It? Brian Cushing? Wow, it's all swollen up, that football.
It's overly
Apparently,
inflated.
It's overly inflated for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, you just
but
got
we got
blocked.
Fiesta. We got
you just got blocked.
Texas Bowl tickets. Jonathan Joseph signed photo as well. How about this? Way to go, Acme. We appreciate it, Acme John. If you need a tent, you go see my man, Acme John, over at Acme. Party and
Cheers,
tent
boys.
Rental.
Cheers.
And we're just getting it started. We had the onside kick. We're giving away. Klein is giving away every half hour. He is giving something really nice away. So you got to get over at Trailer Will and Frames in the house. Jeff is here. Way to go, Jeff. We appreciate that. Oh, that's the cooler we're giving away. Yeah, you know what that cooler's worth?
You Those know are like $300 or $400,
yeah.
aren't they?
And that's yeah. going to be for the eggnog chug.
Okay.
Eggnog
oh,
chug.
Oh, so the winner.
The winner.
Yeah.
Eggnog chug is going to get that Yeti cooler. Ingle. Ingle cooler.
Big difference.
Yeah. Same thing.
That's like saying, hey, join our morning show, our morning radio Christmas party here at Klein's for 610 Radio. Like, no,
no
it's different.
But, yeah,
it's
but,
different.
Yeah,
maybe
but people
here.
Don't know. People don't know.
That station's probably just doing and I like Mike and Seth, but let's face it, they're probably doing, you know, well, what are the Texans going to do at the safety spot? Is Andre Howell going to – yeah, we've already done that. We already know safety needs to be addressed. Well, he wants to keep saying it. Obviously, they got to get safety. They got to get corner. They got to get – but you can do that with your first two round picks.
I love this. Look at everybody. Hey, everybody, are your mountains blue? Are your mountains blue today? I love that. May everyone's mountains be blue this holiday season.
Brother.
All right, and look at them. All lined up. Is there anything nicer? Nothing. Anything says Christmas like everybody drinking, throwing down Coors Lights in the morning? Huh?
No.
Is there anything better Christmas-wise?
That's Christmas.
Forget snow. We don't need that. We got blue mountains. That's all we need. And you know what else we got? We got Trailer Wheel and Frame. And Jeff just got here, and he gave us this Ingle cooler. And if you're – how about that? Trailer Wheel and Frame showing up and hanging out with us. We talked about the guy. We go out to Trailer Wheel and Frame all the time. And we talk about Blake and his wife coming out for a date. You need to come on out there and see what they're doing over there at Trailer Wheel and Frame. 8222 I-45 North. It's the Canino exit. My peeps are – Jeff said, hey, Jeff, we got the new truck bay coming up. Why don't you tell the people real quick about what's going on out there in February.
Exciting time coming out of Trailer Wheel and Frame. We do more than you think. It's not just trailers, not just trailer service, not just trailer parts. We can accessorize your truck with anything you need. Side rails, bed liner, bed cover, specialty lighting, and, of course, a hitch. The best, the cheapest hitch in town. We are the home of the $100 hitch. And we'll have six dedicated bays to get your truck just as pimped out as you want it to be.
Six dedicated bays at 8222 I-45 North, the Canino exit. You need anything for your pickup or your trailer, it's Trailer Wheel and Frame, trailerwheel.com. All right, welcome back here live from Klein's Jewelers. Get this. Mark just came out and said, everybody here, he's got jewelry at $50, a Christmas present. Not only do you get the jewelry, you're going to get a dinner for two at Damaris, and you're going to get flowers. Okay, a dozen roses for $50. So if anybody needs anything, you get here today. And he's got something started here at $50 for her. That's a nice little stocking stuffer or whatever. It might be all of everything you're spending on her this Christmas. I have no idea. Okay? I don't know how, like the guy that brings his wife to Trailer Wheel and Frame. $50, she's going to be thrilled. Okay? So if you're looking for anything, and if you're in the neighborhood, get on over here to Westheimer and Fountain View, and Mark Klein is going to hook you up this holiday season. Not only, listen, the $50 is worth is the dinner at Damaris, okay, for two, and the dozen roses. Hi, Amber, how are you? Amber is Jackie's partner. If you don't,
Jackie,
you guys,
it's a wife. Jackie's a man.
Nah, really?
Jackie's a man.
No one.
They're not partners. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. That mic keeps going in and out for some reason. All right. So get on over here to Klein's, Westheimer and Fountain View. Come on by, and we got all kinds of stuff. As I mentioned, John Lochran. We've got a Cushing football. We've got Whitney Merciless jersey. We've got the Ingle. From Trailer Wheel and Frame, the Ingle cooler, that's going to go for the eggnog chug. That's a nice big gift. We got a ticker that we're giving away. We've got all Texas Bowl tickets.
You're going to get something today.
We've got tickets to a professional football game. Well, there's one professional team going to be out there on Monday. So we got that.
Well,
to
the other
away.
Team just recently has been getting beat by double digits every week. That's only been a recent,
no,
like,
I know.
3 week phenomenon.
I get that, but the what?
You go before Steelers are almost a double digit favorite. On the road here in Houston.
And it's not enough. I thought it would be 11. And it's 9.5 right now.
God, 11.
But
So here's what you do. You flip it 6 to put it in the other. So basically the way you test that out is you say, okay, let's make it a – let's take the home field advantage away from Houston. And let's just say it's 3. Let's say it's 2.5. And then you call Pittsburgh 3. So then there's a 5.5 point difference. So – basically, what is it, 9.5?
9.5.
So 9.5 plus 5.5, would it be a 15-point? Does that sound right?
That sounds about
Pittsburgh 15
right.
At home against Houston?
Against this iteration, yes.
Yeah, because Pittsburgh has to have it. These are all these are have to have it games now coming down the stretch.
Well, but here's the deal. If you see the books got slaughtered last week because the favorites came in, other than the Eagles, for the most part, all the favorites came in last week.
Yeah.
Do you notice that all the point spread this week are higher than they should be?
Yeah, but it always happens the last 2 weeks for gotta have it teams.
It's, yes, but it's make, they, you're, they're making it penal to take the favorites.
I know, but they always, I'm telling you, forever that I followed this, they end up getting there. Like the other teams just pack it. Teams who don't want to be there anymore, they just pack it in. And every year that I look at underdogs, I'm just thinking, how can I let this number? I know this number is not an accurate number. It just doesn't matter. Some teams just don't show up. Players want to go. Remember what Nick Van Exel told us when the Lakers knew the season was over and they did a cheer that went, one, two, three, Cancun.
Right.
That's what is going on right now.
No, I get that. Here's the problem is the sharps are going to get on the dogs, and I think that's what they care about more. But I think the sharps are – you have to play the dog. How can you – the Patriots are 13.5 this week against a division opponent.
Oh, well, who?
The Buffalo. And that's a not, that's
and
a
Buffalo's good, not a slappy. They're playing for the playoffs too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like a little much.
But I think they're just putting big numbers out there because everybody's playing the favorites.
Yeah, it could be. Could be. I honestly, with the Texans not even remotely a factor – look, I am interested in the NFL. There's no question. But, I mean, honestly, I am really increasing my Rockets' excitement. Are you guys – hey, everyone here, how excited are you about coming off the Astros World Series? How excited are you right now in December – 22nd about the Rockets? Are you going to wait? Well, I know you are, Clutch City shirt. You guys excited about the Rockets already, or are you going to wait until the new year? No, I think they're pretty excited. I tell you what, it's a really good team. I mean, why would anyone waste a bunch of time? Look, we know the Texans have needs, and Deshaun Watson's going to – you're getting a player back next year that's a major, major game breaker. You know that. But you legitimately have a championship-caliber team following up a championship-caliber team. Like – on the heels, relatively speaking, on the heels of the Astros, you got a team in the Rockets that the Laker stinker notwithstanding. And it is worth noting that they have been flipping a switch a little bit lately, the Rockets. Like, you want them to start doing their thing where they pound people from start to finish.
No.
They've been flipping a switch a little bit, and it caught them the other day. It caught up with
them. Hey, listen, they can't. That was a torrid pace that you can't stay on.
No, they won 14 in a row.
I mean, they won 25 out of 30 games.
Yeah.
And you know, and the teams that they lost to, the Sixers, Memphis twice, they lost to the Lakers. I mean, these are not great basketball teams.
I think they can get close to 25 of 30 games. I think they can play at about that pace. I think that's the kind of team they have.
So you mean they'll be 50-10?
Maybe a little below there.
They'll be 50-10. I'm going to go under that.
I think at that pace, I would say more like, I do think 48-12 is doable. I mean, clearly, if you continue to, you know, to work it out.
It gets a little tougher, though. I want to tell you, when you look at the schedule and the teams that they've beaten, it's not that impressive. I mean, I'm not
they're beating the brakes off of them.
Well, but they lost. They played Memphis four times. They lost twice.
How many good teams are there, though?
There are.
Like, you've already said that. So, yeah, of course they're going to be. I think they're going to win 60 games.
Well, they go to Oklahoma City, Boston, and Washington these next three games after the Clipper game.
Two or three.
They win two out of the three.
I think so. I think they beat Washington. I don't think they beat Boston. And who else?
See, Boston has not been playing well. Washington, Boston, and Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City, I think they'll beat Oklahoma City. So the thing with Boston is I think Brad Stevens will have those guys ready to go. That's one of those games where, you know, Boston's going to circle. They're going to circle that game against – and it's in Boston, and they're going to circle that game against the against the Rockets, and I think you're going to get a really good effort. I think that's going to be a tough one to win. You make that East Coast trip, and you know, East Coast trip is not an easy trip, and Washington's not a slappy by any stretch of the imagination, but the Rockets are better. The Rockets' success, once again, if they're healthy with Chris Paul and Clint Capella, I mean, that team has a chance to be the best in the league. If Clint Capella is not at 100% and Chris Paul isn't, well, you've got like Rockets last year, where they're going to be really good or really not great. And they were really struggling looking for threes in the last game. It just It didn't look good. They looked completely out of the flow. I didn't realize Clint Capela would have that much of an impact, but you could feel it in the game.
Well, and not only that, but inside they were getting some easy baskets inside that Clint Capela would have thwarted for sure. I'm shocked. 2 years ago, I was like, Capella's too skinny. And why is everybody all over this dude? Stop already.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a Clint Capela. Yeah, I didn't think that he would be. Listen, if you low post him with some big, strong guy, I'm like, how in the hell is he going to hold up?
So he has gained muscle mass. He's still skinny. He's still skinny. And he still gets pushed
stronger.
Around a little bit. But he is stronger than he was.
I'm not putting Clowney on him, but when you look at Clowney as an 3-4 defensive end holding up against the point of attack, I thought, well, how the hell is Clowney going to do that? He's strong. You know what? Capela is skinny but strong. He is able to hold up in the low post.
We call that sinewy.
He is sinewy.
Yeah, he is. But, see, I always thought he had a chance to be a pretty good player, and here's why. You could see some touch. Like, he has good footwork. He has touch. And you knew in this offense it was going to be a matter of just catch and dunk. Like, he's not asked to – we're past the days of catching a low post, making moves. All he's got to do is jump in the air, catch it, and dunk it.
That's all.
You got Chris Paul and James Harden, two of the best off-the-dribble passers in the game. How is Clint Capela not going to get 16 a game when you have those guys just feeding you dunks all the time?
Yeah.
I mean, Lob City came to Houston now, too, so – I think he's a much better rebounder than he had been.
Will this, though, hold up in the postseason when everything slows down and you need to have some low post basket, somebody to get you a low post basket so everybody can, you know, stand on a three-point line and relax a little bit as opposed to running up and down and hoping you get alley-oops to Clint Capela?
I think James is your low post player. I mean, Capela can get you some. When has this ever been a low post offense? I just don't think they're going to do it. It'll be a drive to the basket offense, but I don't think it's ever going to be a throw it into the post guy. Now, if you had Carmelo, I think they would try to work Carmelo and they would have switched the offense. I'm glad they don't have him, and I like what they have now. It's going to be James penetrate and kick. But you're still going to be a live by the three, die by the three team. There's no way around that. Or James getting to the free throw line team. I mean, I don't think that's changing to you.
Nope.
Capela or no Capela. That's who they are.
Man, we got a bunch of people out here. We got Kobos Q and the Raging Bull Tailgaters cooking for you. We've got Cold Coors Lights. It is on.
Speaking of that.
What about Coors Light?
Tell me right now.
You're asking me about Coors Lights?
There's a lot of people with that in their hands already.
You know, tell me. That's like asking Daryl Morey about shooting percentages. That's like asking Rick Smith to pick a first rounder. That's like asking, you know, not second or third rounder. It's like asking an expert, okay?
It's like McCullers throwing a curveball. It's just natural. It's just you got a natural grip on the
it's
Coors
what I
Light.
Do. Yeah. And listen, I'm looking.
How do you grip the Coors Light? Is there a certain – because remember how McCullers showed us his curveball grip?
Yeah.
Like, do you have a certain grip on
it's
the Coors Light?
It's a natural thing. Either you have a natural grip or you don't. And that's what McCullers
said. That guy's got a natural grip on
right.
the Coors Light right
what
there.
What I like is he's holding it a little lower.
That's a natural grip right there.
You know, that dude's holding his Coors Light a little higher, so the thumb actually might get touched. Who knows where that thumb's been? I don't know where his thumb has been, what he's been thumbing lately. I don't want any part of that. So you got to keep the grip a little bit lower. So that you don't get – see, you're thumbing it badly right there. That's a bad form. But listen, you use your own form. Whatever it takes to drink your cold Coors Lights, I love that. She's got a koozie. You don't even need a koozie today, though. I love a snowman koozie. You don't even need a koozie today because the mountains are blue. I see the blue mountains that you're working right there. The mountains are blue right there, U of H. Right there. I love that. So if you're looking for that cold Coors Light, climb on, brother. All you got to do is get out here with us because we're a Coors Light family. The show is a Coors Light Coors Light show right here at Klein's Fine Jewelers. Come on out and hang out with us and drink some cold Coors Lights. Welcome back, Klein's Jewelry. Listen, if you walk inside of Klein's Jewelers, after this we're going to Nick's place. Klein's giving you a free drink just for walking in the store. You get a free drink at Nick's place. $50 as well is all you have to spend. You get the jewelry. You get dinner for two at Damaris. You get a dozen roses. This is the place to be today to get about as inexpensive a gift as you could possibly find. So go inside and say hey to Mark, and you get a free drink over at Nick's place, which is where we're going right after this.
Hey, I want to do something real quick. Two things. So if you guys haven't heard, Raging Bull Tailgaters is already ready to feed you, so make sure you get in line over there. He's got crack chicken is what Sweet calls it. Crack chicken. It's like crack. You can't stop. And then some pulled pork. Cobos Q is going to have their stuff ready in a second. Sweet's already got the Battle Red Kool-Aid I'm going to need number two in a second. And then
and I'm chasing it down with a Coors Light.
So I want to do something. Where's the good wireless microphone? Where's the one that I'm not using? Oh, is it this one? Okay. Hey, Jill, come here. She's going to hate this. But I want Jill to look at the Marwin Gonzalez shirt. How tight is that? So I'm going to bring you on right now. So, John, Jill is an example of Astro fan who was Astro fan through 100 losses. Like, rolling with the team, season tickets, going to games.
No one did that.
And then it gets way easier to go to games when you have, you know, Correa, Altuve, and the entire roster of the, you know, it's way easier, right?
Right.
It's way easier when they're one of the best teams in baseball. But I wanted to bring Jill on because I always wondered, like, how did you feel when you saw Astro fans when it's going good, not when it's like, you know, trying to finish off the Drayton McClain trash that was there where they had to clean it all up? Like, did it ever at any point upset you over the last couple of years with this team being rebuilt and everyone showing up at Minute Park when the heavy lifting was already done? As somebody who was there sitting in the seats, and there were good seats when there were 100 lost teams, did you ever say, Johnny come latelys, look at you guys?
No.
Never?
No. I will take any fan at any time to cheer for this team, but I was mad that I couldn't sit wherever I wanted.
Yeah, that ended, didn't it?
So during the 100 lost games, you buy upper deck and then just sit down right behind.
Oh, diamond level.
Diamond, yeah.
Diamond level.
Sitting in the diamond club.
Pretty much. I mean, you could buy like the Powerade, like two for something, and like that, or literally on the top row, and then you could just go sit behind the dugout.
You know, that's funny you say that because when I would go and get my kids in, and Chad had his suite. All we had to do was get them in. You know what I'm saying? I could buy $5 tickets, literally $5 tickets,
just to get them in. Yeah.
And then this year I went, and I'm like, okay, I got to get the kid in
$75. What?
Not in the regular season. When you walked up, yeah, in the regular season, you walked up on a good game. You walk up, and they're like, that's all we left is $75 seats, sir. And I'm like,
Yeah, but you know
what? I wish they'd lose 100 games again.
Hey. What is
back
this?
Up.
Whoa.
Slow down.
Whoa.
Well, I would have saved $70.
You wouldn't want a World Series either.
Right. I'm not going to lie. I still kind of did that. I would buy super cheap tickets, and I would go sit in the Honda club level.
You could still upgrade during a regular season.
You showed your Honda key, and you got into the club level. So then
next year is going to be even trickier now. You win a World Series. We saw this with the Rockets. When you win a championship, they all show up early, and it's going to be – which is great.
Here's the deal about Houston that I found out 30 years here, 25 years here, is that if we think they got a chance to win a championship, we support them. I was even a little disappointed, and maybe you too, at some of the regular season games this year that, you know, when they were on a roll even, there were only 20,000 people out there during the week maybe.
Yeah, it got kind of sad, but I think people still almost didn't believe that they were so good and they were doing so well. You know, because it was so bad for so long, it's still hard to believe.
Like, and
I
it was out
cry of over World Series highlights.
Without all those years of television, without all those years of television, out of sight, out of mind, lost a lot of baseball fans.
Yeah, I mean, I forgot about that. There was no television.
No television. So all those fans, they finally go, oh, wait, the Astros are good. The Astros are good. Next year, it's going to be a tough ticket.
You know, here's what I was really worried about, that an entire generation of kids would grow up not even knowing this Astros team, because it had been, you know, after 2007, they were still hanging on a little bit, and after that, you could see the steady decline, and then they literally bottomed out. We're talking about for 6 years of bottoming out at the worst, and there was no reason for kids. You couldn't see it. It was an awful product. There were no players other than Altuve to really gravitate
towards. And that was kind of like, when he first came up, we were laughing. We were like, really? This is what you're giving us? A midge? Yeah. Really?
And then Jose Altuve
is like,
this is
what you're giving
us?
Hey,
don't mind me over here. I'll just be winning batting titles for three of the last 4 years, getting 200 hits a year. And don't mind me over here at 5'6".
Well, he won us all over, obviously. But I asked Reed Ryan about that, about the crowds. I was like, man, dude, really? Are you guys pissed off? He goes, hell no. You know what? We got to fight to get these people back because we lost them. Yeah. Because of all those years of 100 lost seasons and no television, we're fighting to get him back. What's up, David? How are you, man? What's up, buddy? Hey, look at this crowd. This is awesome. You got to get out.
You're right. There are a lot of Astros shirts is kind of the norm.
No, that's
what
it's what we do now.
Apparently, this is the only time besides rodeo season I drink Coors Light. So,
Coors Light. Whatever it takes.
Well, now
It's a rodeo beer.
It's a rodeo beer.
This is a kind of a rodeo cook-off atmosphere. We do have barbecue. We do have beer. We do have punch. We have a Kool-Aid, as they call it.
Well, let's see if we can't get somebody hurt, like at the rodeo.
Yeah.
With some offensive line drills.
That'll be coming. We got to keep getting them a little, sauced.
We got to get them sauced.
Yeah.
First. All right.
It helps. It helps. Like, hey, guys, y'all want to rut smash into each other as fast as you can? Like, they're not sure until there's a couple more drinks, and then they become much more sure.
Acme John was in L.A. for Game 7, and he said didn't even sell out. But that's
LA.
Dodger. That's L.A.,
yeah,
dude.
That's L.A.
That ain't us.
Do we have a –
No, I don't care.
Yeah,
that's
Game
LA.
7 World. It didn't matter. They knew they weren't going to beat. Why would you think you could beat a Lance McCullers Charlie Morton combination?
You can't.
The Dodger fans knew, like, we can't beat a McCullers Charlie Morton one.
Not with a Yu Darvish.
Not with a Yu Darvish who was tipping his pitches.
No. That with El Chinito.
I really wish you can get in trouble for saying that.
No, I didn't say it. Yuli said it. And I suggested yesterday, because Jadeveon Clowney is getting sent trash cans by Jaguar fans.
You know what? Good for the Jaguars.
I know.
Fans.
I like that.
If you call a quarter, if they got their quarterbacks back, I say good for them. I mean, he's not trash. He's playing well, but he's been trash.
He had been, but
like,
he's not now.
He was just like 3 weeks. He was just 3 weeks too late in dropping his trash can. But he's a trash quarterback. That's all that was.
He's actually played pretty well.
It would have been an accurate comment, like maybe to start December.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, no, to start this season, they had absolutely no chance. But I suggested yesterday on Raheel and Dell's show that they should send Yuli chopsticks. That's what Dodger fans should send them.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, what? If you're going to – you call them trash, but you're going to get trash cans.
Yeah, but the Dodgers lost.
Yeah, but they're still pissed at Yuli.
Well, they can be pissed all they want. But the Jaguar fans are doing that because, guess what? He just torched you.
Suck on that.
And, like, you, Darvish, you send chopsticks. Like, for what? We may get him.
I know.
What are you doing? What are you doing, dummies? We may actually get you, Darvish.
Would you send Yuli to go and try to get you, Darvish, to come here?
I don't know that's the first guy I'd send. I mean,
I
might go out to
Verlander. Verlander?
Yeah, Verlander, George, because Springer's the life of the party,
yeah.
Right? Springer's the life of the party guy. I'd probably send those guys. I don't know that Yuli would be the first guy I'd send, but he seems fun. Maybe I feel like they squashed it.
He made the list. He's on the list.
I feel like they squashed it.
All right, let's take a break. Live at Klein's. Acme John, what a great job he did. If you need a tent for any event, we've used him out in our front yard to put on an unbelievable party before. If you need anything tent-wise or any party, he's got tables, chairs. He's got beautiful setups for weddings. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how nice you want to go. He can get up there all the way to the nicest wedding. It's all at Acme Party and Tent Rental. Acme, what's your website?
AcmeRental.com.
AcmeRental.com. All right, get on out here to Klein's, Westheimer and Fountain View, and get here in your new car.
Yeah, why don't you get here in your Denali Edition pickup truck or your Silverado from Gulf Coast Buick GMC Chevy. You can arrange those three in any order that you want to, as far as I'm concerned, because it really depends on what you want, which is going to dictate. Like, for example, if you're looking for a smaller vehicle at a great price point, how about the Chevy Cruze, 25% off MSRP? Unbelievable offer
right now. If you're looking for the Texas edition Silverado pickup truck, they've got $10,000 off MSRP right now at Gulf Coast. And all cars in between, the Buick Enclave crossover vehicle, GMC Acadia crossover vehicle, the Yukon, the GMC Yukon or Yukon Extended Body, Chevy Suburban, pickup trucks, the crossovers, the SUVs. The price points are going to be better than the other guys. The selection is going to be enormous. And they understand, look, if you're going to drive out to Angleton, we're not going to waste your time. We're going to get right to the bottom line and get you the very best prices possible. And that's what Craig DeSerf does. He wants to make sure that you're back for your second car and that you're telling your neighbors about it. And if they need to drive the car into Houston to drop off to you because you're busy, they'll do that as well. Customer service, selection, and price off the charts at Gulf Coast Buick GMC Chevy. Go to gulfcoast.net. That's gulfcoast.net.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.